publicly endorsing political candidates, and Benin's Wadagni wins presidency by landslide. Good afternoon. With a lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has expressed serious concern over alleged irregularities in the recruitment process, citing widespread reports from its members of manipulation within the Civil Service Commission's recruitment database. Dr. Chiwe said the association has received consistent, credible, and widespread reports from its members that the recruitment database has been weaponized as an instrument of corruption. He said this speaks directly to selective and deliberate interference in the database that can only be explained by corruption, stating that database technical faults are frequently cited to cover last-minute alterations to recruitment lists. There is no rationale, administrative, or merit-based explanation for such an anomaly, said Dr. Chiwe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Chiwe further criticized the lack of a publicly available shortlisting methodology, limited oversight of human resource committees, and reliance on outdated recruitment database. He has since called on government, the Civil Service Commission, and Minister of Health to urgently establish an independent database audit mechanism comprising professional associations including the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, the Anti-Corruption Commission, and civil society to publicly release the full selection criteria and scoring rubrics used in shortlisting, to refresh the recruitment database annually so that newly qualified and registered health professionals are not excluded from consideration.
Beyond the database, RJS is further concerned about the absence of a publicly accessible shortlist methodology, the lack of independent oversight of district and provincial human resource management committees, the continued practice of recruiting from database compiled years prior. In light of the above, RJS calls upon the Government of the Republic of Zambia, the Civil Service Commission, Ministry of Health, to urgently establish an independent database audit mechanism comprising professional associations including RJS.
The opposition Zambia Wake Up Party, ZAWAPA, has criticized the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over what it describes as a lack of transparency in the delimitation of new constituencies ahead of the general elections. Party President Howard Kunda questioned why stakeholders have not been provided with details of the 70 additional constituencies expected to be added to the current 156. Mr. Kunda warned that proceeding without clear information barely 30 days before the dissolution of parliament risks undermining confidence in the electoral process. This further raises concerns that the process could be perceived as favoring a particular political party if clarity is not provided, said Mr. Kunda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He has since demanded the immediate publication of the full list of the new constituencies and an explanation of how they were determined. Mr. Kunda stressed that credible elections depend on transparency, accountability, and equal access to information for all stakeholders.
We are told that these constituencies are to be added to the existing 156. Yet, we have not been officially availed with the details. With exactly 30 days remaining before Parliament is dissolved, this lack of transparency, I think, to many of us is unacceptable. Are these constituencies meant only for the benefit of one political party?
Battle cry for Zambia founder O'Brien Mayambu has urged the clergy across the country to avoid publicly endorsing political candidates ahead of the August general elections. Apostle Mayambu says it is imperative that the church remains committed and steadfast by providing counsel and leadership to political leaders. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu said the church is free to receive politicians in their congregations, but must not align itself with any political groupings. The clergy during this moment must be impartial and sensitive to the word of God on political issues, said Apostle Mayambu. He said the last institution that should become political is the church, adding that it must remain neutral and continue to be a place of wisdom for politicians.
As we journey towards the August 2026 general elections, as Battle Cry for Zambia, we want to urge the church to maintain its role of giving guidance to politicians to promote love, unity, and peace in the nation, even as we journey towards the August 2026 general elections.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has distributed relief food to 340 flood victims affected during the 2025-2026 rainy season in Lavushimanda district of Muchinga province. The relief package includes 165 by 50 kilogram bags of white rice, 66 by 50 kilogram bags of yellow split peas, and 22 by 1 liter bottle of cooking oil. Speaking during the distribution exercise in Lavushimanda District Commissioner Terry Skunda urged beneficiaries to refrain from reselling the food items and instead use them for household consumption. Mr. Skunda noted that the commodities were procured at a high cost and warned that selling them cheaply undermines government's efforts of aiding flood victims. The DC further stated that President Hakainde Hichilema remained committed to ensuring that no citizen dies of hunger, a gesture he said communities should be grateful for. Meanwhile, former Member of Parliament Malama Mufunelo said residents of Kamwendo area continue to face food shortages due to continued human-animal conflicts and will greatly benefit from the relief support. Mr. Mufunelo, who is also Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, added that each household will receive assorted foodstuffs as immediate aid. And speaking on behalf of the beneficiaries, a resident of Kamwendo, Abo Kaluwa, commended government for the timely intervention to the community. In Africa News, Benin's Finance Minister Romuald Wadagni has won the presidency with an overwhelmingly majority of the vote. Provisional results show he secured more than 94% of the vote based on 90% of ballots counted, sufficient for an irreversible outcome, the Electoral Commission said based on preliminary figures. Wadagni, 49, was a favorite to win after the main opposition party, the Democrats, failed to get its own candidate on the ballot paper. Coming up shortly, oil prices ease on hopes of new US-Iran peace talks. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Oil prices dipped on Tuesday as hopes of more peace talks between the United States and Iran eased concerns about further disruptions to energy supplies. The price of global benchmark Brent crude fell by 1%, while U.S. traded oil dropped by 1.7%. President Donald Trump said that Tehran had contacted Washington about a potential agreement. Earlier, oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel, following Trump's order to blockade Iran's ports after negotiations failed between the two sides at the weekend.
Sports update.
Zambia captain Barbara Banda has challenged her side to raise their standards and improve organization as the Copa Queens prepare to face Brazil's women's national team in the FIFA series in Brazil. The Copa Queens head into Tuesday's fixture seeking a response after a heavy 4-0 defeat to Canada women's national soccer team in their tournament opener, a result Banda believes exposed key structural weakness rather than a lack of talent. Kickoff is scheduled for 20 hours local time in Brazil, that is 03 hours on Wednesday, Zambian time. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. the residents.